Okay, good morning. We're to in Masechet Tzvachim, Daf Samach, 60. We're on the Amud. Let's just quickly start up over here. So we had the Kasha yesterday. Remember, we were discussing according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Mizbeach is 10 Amud high. So then the Kasha was that that's not Tzanua, because if it's so high, you're going to see the Kohanim doing the Avodah. Right, so Rabbi Yosef, finding much. Rabbi Yosef says no. The Klei Chatzer, the Masach Shari Chatzer, in the Mishkan, the basically the gating and the fencing around the Chatzer, it says the Mishkan was 10 amot, right? On 10 amot. Ve'omer Klaim Chamesh Esrei, and the walls were 15 ama el hakatef. That's the rest of the pasuk. Truth is, it says Klaim Chamesh Esrei ama el hakatef. Okay, that's the whole quote that they give over here. That it's 15 up to the shoulder. Right? So look at Rashi here. Rashi just quickly, what does it mean? Amar el hakatef. Okay, etzel hasha'ar. Okay, so that's what Rashi says over here. He says, and not ukesal kedata, but uksavar. The Mesura Shas changes that to uksavar begova, begova ka'amar buhadina kol hachatzef. Basically, we're talking about the heart of the klaim, all the way around to 15, and therefore there's no problem here. Because even though you might see the guy's head, right, you're not going to see his avoda because it's still beneath the fencing. So now the Gemara says like this. We said Uma Talmud Lomar Chamesh Amot. Okay, when the remember the pasuk said that the. Hold on 1 second, yeah. Uma Talmud Lomar Vecham Orech Chatzer Me'ah Ba'Baruch Chamesh. What pasuk is Orech Chatzer Me'ah Ba'Baruch Chameshim Ba'Chameshim Ve'Koma Chamesh? Right. Okay. We got another pasuk over here. Sorry, I'm a little bit confused. Sorry. We got another pasuk over here. Right. The pasuk says that we talk about the Mishkan. It says Orech Chatzer Me'ah Ba'Ama. The Chatzer was 100 amah long. Ve'Rochav Chameshim Ba'Chameshim. Right. And 50 by 50. The koma chamesh amot. I'll explain what that means in a second. And the heart was 5 amot, shesh mozar, made from this the shesh is like what? Well, shesh is new, not silk. No, silk. Shesh is silk. Yeah, mozar span. Vadnehem nechoshet, and they were on the basis of nechoshet. So you know the chatzer. We've actually seen some pictures of the chatzer. The chatzer was mea amah long, right? The whole mishkan was Meya Amma by 50 amma. The Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodashim sat in the second half of the Chatzer. So they were in the next 50. So there was the Azara, where the Mizbeach was 50 by 50. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. You got 50 by 50, and then the next 50 by 50 was the Heichal, which was actually 20, right? And that's it, and you had space behind it as well. Okay? So when we're saying that the Chatzir was 50 by 50, we mean the square part of the Chatzir where the Mizbeach was. And it says over here, the Koma Chamesh Amot. You just told me now that the claim were 15 Amot. Right? The Pasuk says 5 Amot. Right? So the answer is no. He says, what's the answer? That Chamesh Amot means Misvat Mizbeach Ulamala. Okay, which works out beautifully with Rabbi Yossi, right? Because Rabbi Yossi says that the Mizbeach 10 amot high, and then there's another 5 amot for the Klaim, 15 amot, works out beautifully. With me? Everybody? All right? So Gemara says, okay, Uma Talmud Lomar v'shalosh amot kumato. Remember, yesterday we had that pasuk. Remember, Rashi said, if you remember, Rashi mentioned that later on we'll ask the question, what was the 3 about? Anybody remember that?
Pasuk Bet
here. Yeah, I know it's on our amud, but remember we had it yesterday? Yeah. Remember we had it? Okay, well, that's honest. Is it Arias says, say yes. Thank God I kept it. Where was that? Anyone remember that Rashi? There was a Rashi where he said, later on we'll ask, what is the 3 amma? Anybody remember that? Yes. Anybody find it? Okay, I can't find it now. But there was a Rashi We had it yesterday. We're going to read to Rashi. Rashi said that later on we'll ask what was.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
You got it? Where is it?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. It says, Amai.
What's the Dibra Matra Rashi?
Amai, the Gimel Komato. The Govaho, P.
Shnayim Korah Haresha, Motrat, Ube Seifer, Mefarish Rabbi Yossi, Mai, the Gimel Komato. Right, okay. So now the question, because the Pasuk says, the Gimel Komato, the three Amur High. So was it? Remember that we had that pasuk that said there are five. It's a pasuk of Yad as well. It says, "Asidim mizbeach chatzay shittim, chamesh amot or chamesh amot rochav." Remember, Rabbi Yossi said that this is double the height. He says just like the mizbeach apnimi was double. He says so this is double. So it says chamesh amot rochav, ravu yia mizbeach v'shalosh amot komato. So it says it's 5 by 5 and 3 height. So now we understand now that it's 10 high, the Mizbech. So we understand that the 15 high of the 5 of the claim is 5 only from the Gov of the Mizbech. But what is the 3 telling us? It says, V'shalosh amot komot. What's that? It says, that mitzvat sovev ulamala. You got it? Interesting, eh? From the sovev. Remember here, look here, you got a picture here. Look, anybody got a picture of the Mizbech, right? So I'm saying this Mizbech, if you're going to read in the Chumash Rashi, for example, we probably have it here as well. This is the Mizbeach that we learned. That this is the Mizbeach. It seems like we paskin that the Mizbeach is like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because this is the Mizbeach. This is the measurement. You've got the Yesod Nama and you've got 5 Amot to the bottom, right? To the bottom of like that, like that Karkav. You've got, remember we said there, you've got the that like copper sort of stuff going around it. You've got the Chuta Sikra. Can you see the Chuta Sikra there?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle there. And then you've got Ama above that. You've got the Sovev. And then from the Sovev to the top of the Kranot, there's 3 Amot. Right? So that's the 3 Amot. So Misvatz Velumara. Rabbi Yehuda. How's Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Yehuda, said, no. Rabbi Yehuda said that the whole Mizbeach is 5 by 5 by 3. What's his story? Ki gami gzer shava berochvahu de gamir. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't learn this. Rabbi Yehuda learned the gzer shava of the Rochav from Yecheskel's Mizbeach. Remember that? That was Rabbi Yosef. Okay. So the word says, now, Ul Rabbi Yehuda ha kemit chazei kohen. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the klaim, if everything is kichtavan, right? Okay, Rashi says that. Omed vem kichtavan, ki gamit zeh shavet rabu ribu berochva degamir, lemeime de beemtzaito modedu mizbeach techeskel tleil. Right, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he says, that the Mizbeach is mamash as is, and his Gzera Shava comes to us about the surface area, not the heart, right? Then, if that's the case, the Kuntra Bihuda, the Mizbeach is low, the curtains are all low, everything is low, right? Because he hasn't got this Chamesh Esrei, right? And the 5 is from the 10, he says the claim, everything, then you basically, you can see the Kohen doing his Avoda. Look at Rashi here. Nehina midet varim kichtavana kemit chazei kohen da govo shalosh uklaim enu ele chamesh. Because he's got the claim here says 5, and we said 5 means from the heart of the 10 up, and he says no, 5 means 5, and we've got the heart of the mizbeach according to him is 3. So you got the mizbeach is 3 amud ha, and the claim of 5 amud ha. There's only really 1 meter between the heart of the mizbeach and the curtains, and the kohen himself is 1.5 meters. Right? Look at Rashi says that. Right, the kemitchaz kohen the ha govho shalosh. The kohen himself is 3 amot high, at least. Right, which is like 1.5 meters. So en ele chamesh v'uatz more gimel amot nimtzar rosho lemar. I mean, I claim it. His head sticking out of the curtains. So you've seen the kohen doing his avoda. So what's going on over here? So he says like this: Nehi de kohen mitchazi avoda de biyad lo mitchazi. He says, you know, it doesn't matter. You see the kohen's head, but you can't see his hands. What the work that he's doing is, that's what's important. We concerned about the tzniut of the avoda, not necessarily that you can't see the guy's head running around. Okay, go on, carry on. Bishlomed Rabbi Yehuda, haynu dichtiv kidesh. Okay, look the pasuk that says, "B'yomahu kidash hamelech el toch echatzer." Remember that? We're back now going to the issue of Shlomo HaMelech. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda said that he made the whole chatzer holy because he needed the whole area to bring the korbanot because the mizbeach wasn't big enough. Rabbi Yossi said, no, the Mizbeach was big enough. Right? And Rabbi Yossi marked Kiddush. So according to Rabbi Yossi then, who says that he never needed it, what was the idea of Kiddush? Right? Look at Rashi there. My Kiddush, etoche chatzer, umeshani, Rashi puts here the answer. kidshu l'shem azara lahamid bo mizbeach avar. Remember, Robert, you spoke about that yesterday, about Shlomo and David, what kiddush did they do? See, that's part of it. Right, he says, no, what was the kiddush for? The kiddush was only to put the mizbeach there in the first place. That was the kiddush. They didn't have to do it for korbanot. That's the Gemara answer. Lahamid ma mizbeach. So Gemara says, okay, Bishlom Rabbi Yossi. So now was Bishlom and Rabbi Yehuda. We had a kash Rabbi Yossi. Now, contra Rabbi Yehuda, we got a kash. Bishlom Rabbi Yossi. Hainu dichtiv katan milachil. Remember, we had the pasuk there, everyone shared Aaron and all that. It says, ki mizbeach anachosh livne Hashem, katon miachil et ha'ola. So for Rabbi Bishlom Rabbi Yossi, hainu dichtiv katon. Right? So look at Rashi. Bishlom Rabbi Yossi, da amar, shel Shlomo gadol, v'shel Moshe katan. Okay, you see that? A bit of a play here on the, a little bit different to how we would have understood the pshat if we were talking about yesterday. It says, Bishlom Rabbi Yossi, when I stand Rabbi Yossi, the pasuk says, katon, what was katon? That Moshe's was katon, therefore Shlomo built a bigger Mizbeach. Because remember, Shlomo's according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was big enough. So he says, okay, we understand what katon means. Moshe's was small, Shlomo built a big one so now it could work. And Rabbi Yehuda, my katon. What does it mean when Rabbi Yehuda says that it was katon? Because look at Rashi here. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kula Ritzpe Kiddash, the Mizbeach Shlomo lo yachal achir haola. Right, if any according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mizbeach wasn't big enough, they needed the whole floor to do all the avodah, you had to make it holy, and that's why. Except then, my katon, look at Rashi, Dichtiv a Mizbeach hanachoshet, had Shlomo gufe katonave. He says, not only was Moshe's katan, but Shlomo's was also katan. So you can't call Moshe small if yours is also small, right? That's the question. In other words, if Moshe's was small and his was big like Rabbi Yossi, so that's okay. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who needed to use the floor anyhow, even Shlomo's was small. Right? So Gemara said, the Hachik Amar, this is what he meant to say. Mizbach avanim she'asa Shlomo tachat mizbeach hanechoshet katon hava. In other words, look at Rashi Hachik Amar. Umishum dekai b'makom mizbeach hanechoshet v'chilufohu. Since the Mizbeach that he made is in place of Moshe's Mizbeach, carry le Mizbeach Nechoshet, Rabbi carry le Hachi Behedya, Vayas Ben Nechoshet, called the Vechacham Urabim, Now hold on, that's the wrong Rashi, I think I'm reading there. It's Hachi Kamar, right? But there might be another Hachi Kamar. So he says, basically, the answer here is, he says, like this, Mizbeach Avanim Shasah Shlomo, it was in place of the Mizbeach Nechoshet of Moshe, which was small. That's why he basically has to sort of justify why he made a new one. Because that was small, so therefore he made a new one. Okay, what's like
the Mizbeach Chitzoni?
Chitzoni, yeah.
But the Mizbeach Zahav, I mean, Nechoshet was the inside.
No, it was Mizbeach Zahav. Moshe's Mizbeach Chitzoni was called Mizbeach Nechoshet.
Okay.
And then he built the Mizbeach Avanim. Right.
So it was like Mizbeach Zahav.
Right, if you look at that Rashi there, look at Rashi, I don't know where that Rashi is coming from. We'll see just now, but it talks about the question we discussed. Let's look at Rashi there. Hachikama umishum dekai makom mizbeach hanachoshet v'chilufohu. Okay, this is actually the Rashi, right? Because it's standing in the place of the mizbeach hanachoshet, and it's a replacement. Kari lei mizbeach hanachoshet. He calls also mizbeach hanachoshet because Moshe was mizbeach hanachoshet. He says over divrei Ariyamim kari lei hachibedya. In Bidur Ariyamim speaks about it clearly. Vayas mizbeach hanachoshet ki amar orko v'chi amar orvo. Now it wasn't a choshet. Shlomo's Mizbeach wasn't Nechoshet, but he calls it Mizbeach Nechoshet because it was Moshe's, was Nechoshet. It's in place of Moshe's, that Mizbeach is called Nechoshet. Even if it's not better than Nechoshet, it's called Mizbeach Nechoshet. Right? V'amakom ha'maracha ha'kai. Right, understood? Okay. So there was the right Rashi. Okay. All right, the Gemara now says, B'mai k'miflegai. What is the machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, Rashi explains it very nicely. He says, what's a machloket? Because they each learned their Gzera Shava differently, right? Rabbi Yossi gami rabu Mizbeach HaZahav. Rabbi Yossi learned it from the Mizbeach HaZahav. He said, the Mizbeach HaZahav, just like the Mizbeach HaZahav, is double the measurement. So too, the Mizbeach outside double the measurement. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Yechezkel. Okay? Remember, Yechezkel was a dream, right? And then he had a revision that nearly happened. So he said, what's the machloket between the two of them? So Mar Savar, he said like this, what's the machloket? Mar Savar, danin chutz michutz. V'ayno danin chutz bifnim. Okay? The Mizbeach HaZahav is bifnim. Mizbeach HaNechoshet of Moshe's was outside, and Yechezkel Mizbeach is also going to be outside. So over here, Rabbi Yossi, who learned the Mizbeach HaZahav, so he says that you can learn from Bifnim. Where Rabbi Yehuda says you can't, he says, Danin Chutz Michutz, Ve'elon Danin Michutz Bifnim. Omar and Rabbi Yossi says, Danin Kli Mikli. Amish Danin Kli. The Kli HaZahav is a Kli, and the Kli Nechoshet is a Kli. You got a mosquito on your arm there. Right? So so he says that you can lose. Therefore, that would be the machloket. However, ain't done in klimi binyan. And Rabbi Yossi is on the contrary. You can't learn klimi binyan. Yecheskel is a binyan. It's built, stone. The mizbeach is, of Moshe Rabbeinu, is in the choshel, it's a kli. Okay, that was on. So, Amar Rabbi Mode, Rabbi Yehuda, Bedamim. Now we go back, right, to our original story yesterday, right? Remember we had yesterday? We had originally, the whole question we asked over here was, we said, Amar Rava, Mode, remember, on Nuntet Amud Aleph at the bottom. We had Amar Rava, Mode, Rabbi Yehuda, Bedamim. And then we got into the whole question of my Rabbi Yehuda. Remember that? That's how we got off the point, right? You get it?
No.
Okay, that's Bittul Torah. All right, that's the Yetzirah here. Right. That's what Rav Lichtenstein used to say, that there's the Yetzirah in the Beit HaMidrash and the Yetzirah outside of the Beit HaMidrash. He never meant mosquitoes, though, but I think that that's the Yetzirah inside the Beit HaMidrash.
Technically outside.
So, right, technically outside. Okay. Right. So it says over here, that was my Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Modeh Bedamin. So now the Gemara goes back then and says over here, Amrava Modeh Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, the Tanya, what was his makor? We've got a bright Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kosechad Hayah. Remember this Gemara? We learned this before, right? We actually had this early on here. The Mishra Shat tells us Lama Dalet. You remember in a second? Kosechad Hayah Memaleh Midama Tarobi. Remember that he used to go around, one of the Kohen would go around on the floor, we're talking about the Korban Pesach now specifically, and he'd scoop up a cup of blood from all the other Korbanot Pesach, which were all mixed up on the floor, and he'd take that blood and he'd throw it at the Yisrael Mizbeach. He has a brilliant question now. But remember the question. Rabbi Yehuda said what? That Kidesh Kol HaChatzer. Remember that? Rabbi Yehuda said that Shlomo HaMelech made the whole floor of the Chatzer holy to do Shchita. In other words, it became Kadosh like the Mizbech. So the Gemara is like this. Rabbi Yehuda Modeh Bedamim. What is Modeh Bedamim? It's actually worth looking into Rashi. Da'af Agav Da'am Rabbi Yehuda Kol HaAzara Mekudeshet. Even though Rabbi Yehuda said that the whole Mizbech is holy, Hani Midlach Tir Chelevim. That's only for burning the meat, right? The offal. About the zrikat damim, but you can't use it for zrikat damim. How do we know you can't use it for zrikat damim? Because here comes the aloha, right? We've got a brighter. The Rabbi Yehuda says the brighter. Kosei chaliyam v'aleh midama tarobet. You go around and mix up the blood of the drop of Korban Pesach, which is on the floor. V'shofcho al gabe ha-mizbeach. And pour it on the mizbeach. Now, she'im yishpoch tamo shenachat ben nimtza zeh machsho. By throwing, because hopefully we're assuming that in this cup, is at least one drop of all the blood that were spilt on the floor, which never made it to the Mizbeach. Now back to the Mizbeach, they're all kosher. Ve'isal kedatach, says the Gemara, if you would have thought, some of you would have called it Azara Mikdasha, that the whole Azara was holy, even for Zrikat Adam, ha itavidele mitzvatei. The fact that it's on the floor, it's really done in Zavoda. Because the floor, for our purposes now, is the Mizbeach. So why do you have to pick it up and throw it to the Mizbeach? It's really on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, no, that's not so straightforward. But dealing with Shum Dixaba Shvicha Mikoch Adam Ba'inan, maybe no. Maybe because what he needs is not that it falls on the floor, but that a human being actually throws it on the floor. So therefore, it's not a proof.
So you just throw the blood off, you throw it on certain sides of the Mizbeach.
Well, if the whole, that's a good question. But I'm saying, I think in general, though, if the whole floor is the Mizbeach, then the whole floor becomes the Mizbeach. So you're right.
Throwing it on the sides, you just go to the top of the Mizbeach.
So maybe, look, we saw before, we had that idea about the blood that ultimately will make its way to the Shvichat Shiraim, to the bottom of the Yesod. Maybe you can throw it at the bottom to begin with. Remember we had that? And we had the idea of the... So we have got some sort of a concept like that. So Gemara says that that's not so partial. So, wait a second. If that's the case, if all you need is Koach de Gavra, right? Koach Gavra here. Im Kach, Nishkele, Benashbich Le'aduchte. Why does the Kohen have to pick it up and take it to the Mizbeach? Throw it there in its spot. Pick it up, take a cup, throw it on the floor. And now you've accomplished that. Right? So he says, no, it's still no proof. Why? Dilma mishum d'va'inan mitzvah min amuvchar. Maybe really, you're right. Maybe b'dieved, that's not a problem. But min amuvchar is the mizbeach, and therefore we can't really prove anything from this brayta over here about Rabbi Yehuda and the dami. Gamar Rabbi Elazar. Now we go back. A similar halacha we had yesterday. Yesterday we said that the mizbeach shenizdak. Remember? What the mizbeach shenivgam. No, also mizbeach shenivgam. Exactly the same. We had Amar Rav yesterday, Amud Aleph. We had Mizbeach Shenivgam, Kol HaKodshim Shenishchetu Shem Psulim. Remember that? All that was Psulim. See, that's a similar halacha. He says like this. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach Shenivgam, Ein Ochlin Begino Shairei Mincha. Okay? Remember, Mincha is a Kodshim. if and the Kohen eats the balance of the mincha other than the amount that he takes, you know, and he does the kamitza, and the Kohanim eat it. So it says over here, Rabbi Elazar, that if the Mizbeach was damaged, right, then you can't eat what's left over. And how do we know that? He says, Shneimar, we got a pasuk, and this pasuk comes from Vayikra, and it says, Vayidaber Moshe el Aaron ve'el Elazar ve'el Itamar banav hanotarim. Okay, this is after the case of Nadav v'Avihu. Kechu et ha-mincha, take the mincha, hanoteret mi'ishei Hashem, which is left over from the fire, ve'ichluha matzot etzla mizbeach, and eat it with matzot next to the mizbeach, ki kodesh kodashim hi. It's kadosh, kodesh kodashim, shkoach. Right? So now, ve'ichluha, so he says, ve'ichluha matzot etzla mizbeach. So now he says like this, Rabbi Elazar, what, ve'chietzla mizbeach achluha? Now eat it, tak next to the mizbeach, never had to sit next to the mizbeach and eat it. So what does it mean, next to the mizbeach? Because like Rashi says, yeah, but I'll call it azarek shayri lechach. Right, the whole azari is kosher for it. Dichti b'mincha, matzot tech makom kadosh. As long as you're in makom kadosh, anywhere in the makom, the whole azari you can eat it. So what does the pasuk say, v'ichlua etz la mizbeach? He says, ve'ele bizman shu shalem, when there's a mizbeach, ve'lo bizman shu chaser. That's what it means, etz la mizbeach. You can only eat it when there is a mizbeach. Mizbeach has to be shalem. That's how he learns it. So the Gemara says like this, Ashkechan Shirei Mincha. Now we know about the Shirei Mincha. But what about other Kodshei Kodshim? Right? How do the other Kodshei Kodshim, the same din applies? That you can only eat them while there's a Mizbeach and not when there's a Mizbeach? He says, well, how do we know? Talmud Lomar, Kodesh Kodashim. In the Pasuk itself it says, Ki Kodesh Kodashim Hi. They are Kodesh Kodashim. It's the top of like a Gzeres Shava from, or a Hekesh from the Mincha, to Kodesh Kodashim, and applies to all other Kodashim as well. Right? So now, Amar Abaya. Look at Abaya. Abaya comes into the picture. Now, this is a little bit different, because we sort of were getting a bit of a theory here that Abaya comes at the end, and he's like, clears things up. Here, Abaya is not there, and you can see Abaya is going to get a bit of flack for this. Amar Abaya, Atya Midrasha. Oh, no, sorry, the Gemara says, Kodesh Kaliminayin. So we know about Mincha, we know about Kodesh Kodashim. How about Kodesh Kalim? He says, Kodesh Kali Minayin, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, we know, from where do we know? Midrash Rabbi Yossi. We've got a drash of Rabbi Yossi to tell you, we've got a brighter Rabbi Yossi. It says, Shlosha Dvarim, Mishum Shlosha Skainim. There were three Skainim over here, and the word three Skainim here is used with in a very complimentary fashion. Okay? And Vze Echad Mehem, right? He says that the three Skainim, right? So there were three different Zakenim, and one of them was Rabbi Ishmael. Tomorrow has got a very short Amud. Three Zakenim. V'zeh echad mehem. And what is this? Rabbi Ishmael says like this. Omer, yachol ya'ale adam ma'aseh sheni l'Yerushalayim v'yochlenu b'zman hazeh. Rabbi Ishmael's got a kashya. Ma'aseh sheni today. A person has ma'aseh sheni, right? And ma'aseh sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Can you go now? There's no Beit HaMikdash after the Churban. Do you have to go to Jerusalem and can you eat your, or not you have to, but can you take your Maaseh Sheni, or should you take your Maaseh Sheni to Jerusalem and go eat it? Right? Look at Rashi there. The Ksavar, no, lead with Rashi for a second. Right? Yachol yada Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim yochlem ez maaseh. So he says, you know what? V'dinu. And we can learn this. Now, din normally means, as we've seen most of the time, the Gemara says din, it means kavachomer. Right, here's not a kavachomer. Here it's the top of a binyan av. Okay, it says v'dinu. So let's look at b'chor. We've got a b'chor, right? B'chor ta'un hava'at makom. And ma'aser ta'un hava'at makom. Means you've got to come to that place, right? B'chor, you've got to bring your b'chor to the place. And ma'aser shein, you've got to bring to the place. Now, ma b'chor ain't no eluf ne'abayit. When did a b'chor? It's about a mikdash. So obviously, therefore, af maaser eino ele bifnei habayit. So that's a simple binyan av, straightforward. Now, what's the problem with a binyan av? Or even like a kabachon, we've learned this before, but we've seen that a binyan av can only work provided that there isn't something unique to one of the elements that you're trying to learn from. For example, if they're common and they're the same, it's fine. But if we're going to find a din, let's say in Bechor, which makes Bechor specifically a reason why you can't do it, which doesn't also apply to Maaseh Sheni, you can't do that binyan av. Here the Gemara says, you can't do it. Why? Because my Bechor, besides that Bechor needs Havat Makom, bringing it into Yerushalayim or to the Beit HaMikdash, it also needs Shechein Ta'un Matan Damim Ve'emorim Regabe Mizbeach. You've got to bring the blood of the Bechor and the Emorim of the Bechor Mizbeach. There's no Emorim or blood of Maaseh Sheini. So therefore, Bechor is more chamur than Maaseh Sheini. You can't learn them one from the other. So he says, okay, you know what Rabbi Shmuel says in his Braita? Bikurim Yochichu. You know, okay, we can't learn it from Bechor. Let's learn from Bikurim. Now, Bikurim hasn't got blood or Emorim, right? So that seems to be, that's the reason. Like Rashi says there, She'ein tonim matan damim, v'tchichim ba'id, k'ivonim ezbech. Just like there, we've got Hava'at Makom. So there, Hava'at Makom is similar to Bechor, but it hasn't got the issue of the blood, etc. So that's just be a better way to learn it. Where it says, no, you can't learn it either. Why? Because ma bikurim, she'ein te'unin hanacha. Bikurim, you've actually got to bring and meniach, you're to put it down. The coin takes it, whatever, and you actually got to do it. Right, look, the pasuk says over here. The pasuk says, where's the pasuk? Vehevetam shama. Oh no, we haven't got. That's the next pasuk. Okay, you need hanacha. So therefore, you don't need hanacha with maaseh sheini. Therefore, you can't learn it. So we're saying, okay, we can't learn from the binyan av. So now we're going to choose another source of limud, and we're going to learn a hekesh. Now we got our famous pasuk. Hevetim shamalotechem, vezivchechem, et ma'ashotechem, et trumat yadchem, venidrechem, venidvotechem, ubechrot bekorchem, uvetzonchem. So we got the end of the pasuk there, ma'ashotechem as well. Right, so the pasuk is basically an all-inclusive pasuk. Meikish ma'ase lebechor. And now we come back to Bechor in the end. We couldn't learn Bechor through a binyan av. We learn Bechor through a hekesh. Ma'abechor eino lefnei habayit, and we'll be mikdash. Af maser eino ele bifnei habayit. The more is happy. Okay, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Now, remember what we're trying to prove here, hey? We're asking the question of Kodshei Kalim. Right? And we've proven over here that the question there was, how do we know about Kodshei Kalim in the time when it isn't a Mizbeach, you can't eat the Kodshei Kalim. And Abaya said, we learned that from where? From Rabbi Shmuel, who there isn't a Mizbeach, and therefore we don't bring Maaseh Sheini. Okay, and the Maaseh Sheini here is our example of the Kodshei Kalim. Now the Gemara is a little bit confused and concerned. I don't understand why, to be honest. If any of you can find a reason, I'll be happy. But we try to learn B'binyan Av, and then we learn by Hekesh. The Gemara seems that would have preferred to learn it via a Binyan Av, not a Hekesh. I don't know why. Now, maybe there's something written somewhere which I missed, but I don't know why. So the Gemara says like this. Why did you learn it with a hekesh? V'ni hadar dina. Go back. V'naiti b'me'atzad. Right? In other words, let's try and find, learn it. You brought me Bechor, and we chucked out Bechor because we said Bechor needs the damim and the hektere marin. The damim and the hektere marin. Right. Then I brought Bikurim, and you said, no, Bikurim can't work because Bikurim has got a tzad chamur of needing a makom hanacha. He said, but why don't we go back now to Bechor and to Bikurim? And do it by me'atzad. Let's find the common denominator to the two of them. The tzad hashaveh, right? Let's say by me'atzad. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Look at Likutei Rashi. You got Likutei Rashi. You got Likutei Rashi here down the side there. It says v'ni'ad me'atzad. Right? Lama li hekesha. Why do you mean hekesh? Right, let's look at the tzad hashaveh between Bechor and Bikurim. Name Bechor Yochiach. We can stay with Bechor. And then we're going to say, but Bechor can't because we've got that. Okay, it's going to be Bikurim. We say, Bikur can't because we've got the problem of Hanachah. So then what we'll say? We'll say, V'chazar adina tzad hashaveh shebahen. Remember that? We've seen that, like you get into this, like that bright of Drat Kohanim. You say, this will be that compromise. This will be that compromise. Okay. So then, Chazar Adin, lo zeh kazev, lo zeh kazev, and HaTzad HaShaveh Shebenahem. Right? And then we come to the Tzad HaShaveh between Bechor and the Tzad HaShaveh between Bikurim. Right? And look at the Kodesh. He says there, what's the Tzad HaShaveh Shebenahem? She'teunin ha'av'at makom. They both need ha'av'at makom, the Bechor and the Bikurim. Ve'en la nohagin lifnei ha'bayit. And there aren't Noheg today in the Beit HaMikdash. We say, just like those two have got a Tzad HaShaveh. Maaser is also a Tzad HaShaveh. It's Hava'at Makom. And therefore, it would not be Shaveh today. Okay, that's a good question. Don't learn by Hekesh. Let's learn by B'me'atzad. So we said that we couldn't learn by B'me'atzad. Why couldn't we learn by B'me'atzad? Mishum de'ikin ha'mifrach. because it'd be a pircha. We'd say, no. There's another tzad hashaveh shebahen to the bechor and to the bikurim. Shechen yesh bahen tzad mizbeach. Because they need mizbeach. The bikurim have to be hanacha in front of the mizbeach. And the bechor has to have its blood and its emerald in the back. So therefore, we couldn't learn b'me hashaveh, b'me hatzad. Just like we couldn't learn the binyan av. Therefore, we stay with the hekesh. And like I said, I don't know why the Gemara would prefer to that, not the hekesh. I really don't understand why. Remember, we learned the other day that ein b'yashivin al hekesh. That hekesh seems to be like a knockout. So you'd imagine that hekesh is the best form of learning, but I'm not sure why. Okay, so now, let's remember our question. Our question was, Abaya answered the question, Kotche Kalim, and we got to the question of how to Kotche Kalim was Masya Shaini, and we learned that Masya Shaini, you can't bring it into the Mizbeach, and therefore we answered Abaya. Now the Gemara says like this, Maika Savar, right? This Tana of this brighter here, of Shmuel brought this brighter, what was he thinking? Because it seems like Rashi says here, right? Maika Savar, Hai Tana de Pashit Le Bechor, Tfei mi Masya, the Shitta adds in the word Tfei there. It's pashut to this Tana that Bechor is out. And therefore his question was on Masa Shaini. Why was it so pashut to him that Bechor was out and Masa Shaini wasn't out? Okay? It's a good question. Right? Is it clear? The question clear?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It says like this. Now we try to understand what was going on in the Tana's mind that it was so obvious to him that Masa Shaini wasn't actually a question, but Bechor was a question, but Bechor was definitely out. Says, Ikasavar, if you want to tell me, right, that Kedusha Rishona, Kidsha L'Sha'ata, V'Kidsha L'Atid Lavo, right? Now you know there's a machloket, right? Like everything else, the machloket, right? There was, by the way, the Kidsha Rishona is also Kidsha Shni'a. I think I saw a note somewhere yesterday that this is taking place in Rabbi Shmuel's time. Rabbi Shmuel's after Churban by Cheney. Okay, so the Kidsha Rishona was with Yoshua. When Yoshua came into Israel, they were Mekadesh Eretz Israel. Then they built the Beit Rishon and Mekadesh Harabait. Right? Then there was Churban. And then the question is now, did that Kedusha stay or did it go? And then Ezra and Nehemiah came back to Eretz Israel. There was a Kedusha Shnia. And then there was Galut. The question is, did the Kedusha stay or not? So in Rabbi Shmuel's day, we speak about the Kedusha. When the Gemara says Kidsha Rishona, it's Rishona and Shnia, because it was twice. In other words, is that Kedusha stay? And Eretz Yisrael has got the Kedusha. Now, there are two Kedushas taking place here, and they're different. The one is the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and the one is the Kedusha of Harabayit. Now, they're not necessarily the same, right? You might be able to say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael has got Kedusha, but there's no Mizbeach, there's no Bet HaMikdash, therefore Kedusha of Harabait and Eretz Yisrael is gone. Or you might say the other way around. You might say Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is gone, but the Kedusha of Harabait is still Kedusha. So the big question arises, why don't, if we're going to see in a second now, if we say that there's still Kedusha in Harabait, then why don't we bring Mizbeach? We should still bring Korbanot, if there's still a Kedusha there. And the question, the other way around, even a bigger question, if there isn't Kedusha, then why can't we have Bamot? And I saw a brilliant answer this. The Minchat Chinuch answers this question. I'll start with everything. It's a short time. It's a brilliant.
This question today.
I'm saying now, today. Because what do we see? We saw that after Shiloh, right, there were Bamot. When that was destroyed, there were Bamot. In the period before it was built, the Mizbeach was built in Yerushalayim, Bamot. So we should say now again, we've seen over history when we had that chart that there were periods between the Batei Mikdash and the Mishkan that said there were Bamot. So if you're telling me that after Shiloh there was a Bama before Yerushalayim, so now after Yerushalayim, now until the Mishkan is rebuilt, if you say there's no Kedusha, I mean, bring it up.
There's a specific question that says that you don't have Bamot after
Bet Mikdash. So the Minchat Chinuch that I saw in the Minchat Chinuch, a question was asked, and the Minchat Chinuch answers, and he says the difference is that when Shiloh was destroyed, Shiloh was never chosen to be Hamakom Hazeh. Sheshochen Shechina Sham, whatever, right? You can find 100 psukim that say that. Mm-hmm. Where Jerusalem is. So when Shiloh was working, you couldn't bring Bamot. Once Shiloh was gone, you could bring Bamot because there was nothing inherently holy about Shiloh. But once the Mizbeach was built in Yerushalayim, so now Yerushalayim stays forever. There's no question where the next Beit HaMikdash will be built. Right? if there's a next Beit HaMikdash, we know where it'll be. You might ask, will there or won't there be a Beit HaMikdash? That's a separate question. But no one will tell you that if there is, it's going to be somewhere else. So Yerushalayim has got its intrinsic Kedusha, and that still stays. And therefore you can't bring Bamot. So you might have, what you say might be possible based on that. That might be his voice. Anyway, let's carry on. So now, the question you have, Rabbi Ishmael.
The place is defined in the Torah.
It's not defined in the Torah. Then we saw the other day in the Gemara that Shmuel and David spent a bit of time there under the trees in finding the place. Remember, it wasn't defined. It wasn't defined. We had the shore, and we had the whole thing there about had shore and bank tefav and shochen, etc. There's no defined. There's a general description of what it is, and they had to have a limud to work out where it is.
Okay,
nowhere does it say in the Torah that Yerushalayim Harabayit adjacent to Har HaZaitim. It doesn't say that.
Well,
where it is to be. There's a Bank Tefav Shachen. David HaMelech and Shmuel Hanavi established that that's what it means, but it's not defined. Okay. So now, Alavayit was defined. It would solve a lot of problems if it was defined.
It wouldn't solve any problems.
Okay, maybe not. All right. So now he says like this. Mike, Iksav Gdusha Rishna Kedisha L'Sha'ata V'Kitcha L'Atid Lavo. If it was so pashut for him, right? Because what's he saying over here? Look at Rashi before we get into the actual question. He says, Iksav Gdusha Rishna Kedisha L'Avo Ki Hechi D'Sfir Le B'Kdushat Ha'aretz. You see what Rashi's saying? Rashi's saying that there are two Kedushas here. There's Kdushat Ha'aretz and there is Kdushat Harabayit. How do we know that? Because he's still asking the question about Ma'aseh Sheni. And where's what gives Mas, what creates Ma'aseh Sheni? Kedushat Ha'aretz. So if there isn't Kedushat Ha'aretz, then there isn't Ma'aseh Sheni. So the fact that he's saying, now that you've got Ma'aseh Sheni, can you come to Jerusalem and eat it? Our question is, the Ha'aretz is Kedusha, and therefore there's Ma'aseh Sheni, but has Jerusalem got the Kedusha Harabai to eat it there? You understand Rashi's question? It's in two said words, Rashi like says a fortune of stuff, right? He says, Kihechi Nishvila Gresh Ta'aretz. Or Kamibayla, and therefore, what was his question? Mi Karina Bay Lifnei O Alecha Olo. Is Yerushalayim still called Lifnei O Alecha? Because for Maaseh Sheni, you come Lifnei O Alecha. Or Kapashik Liba Mi Maaseh Bechor. So that's his question. Meaning Yerushalayim. He says, but what's the problem? He says, because if he thinks that, if that's his question, Rashi explains, if that's what Rabbi Ishmael's thinking, that there is Kedusha in Yisrael, the question is, does Harabai's Kedusha stay? Then Afulu Bechor Nami, we've got a Kashya. Why? Because there's Kedusha in Yisrael. So we've got the Bechor. If the Kedusha Atid Lavo in the Harabai, then you make him bring a Bechor. And it was pashut that you can't bring a Bechor. But if there's Kedusha in the Harabayit, then you've got to bring a Bechor. So why was it pashut that you can't bring a Bechor? Is that clear? Is the question clear? Right? This is a great question. Right? Ve'ika savar, on the other hand, let's look at the other side. Ve'ika savar lo kitcha la'atid lavo. Right? If we want to say that there wasn't Kedusha la'atid lavo, then he says like this, afilu Bechor nami tibai. Then his question should have been on Bechor as well. Right? Look at Rashi here. There are two Rashis. Look at the first Rashi, Afilu Bechor Nami, Afilu Bechor Yakriv V'Yochal. Right? Because you should have to eat the Bechor. And the next question was, V'yikasav lo kitcha, Afilu Bechor Nami Tibai, V'yikasav Kedushat Bayit, Batlila, Umi Bayila, and he asked the question, Ani V'maser, why? Hoyo V'enu Tzarich Lebayit, right? Milcha Mishalayim, V'rivnei Hashem Karina Bay, Olo. In other words, a bit confused now. I was going so nicely there. So then, afilu b'chor ki ha'gav nami tibai. Sorry, kagon shekravo damav emorav v'charav abayit. Oh, no. Let's give something else. He explains it a little bit differently. He says like this. Sorry, okay. It took me a few seconds. I'm with you. I'm back to my. Okay, this is a little bit tricky. I said to somebody, I think it was easy daf. I said to you last night. Huh? So it was easy daf. There was one little trick in the whole daf. I think this is the only little confused place. And I got confused last night. I'm getting confused again this morning. Okay, so he says like this. He's listening to what his question. He says, if that's the case, he says, if his question is, Iksabah that Kishar Shana Kishala Shatag Shalatidavo, I feel Bechor, they understand. And Iksabah lo Kishala Tidlavo, then I feel Bechor Nami Tibal. You have a question as well on Bechor. And what's the question on Bechor? He explains, this is what we're talking about, right? The Gemara explains in a second. But so he says, Bahacha Bemaya Skinan, So he says, no, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no. Le'olam kesavar lo kitcha. He says, no, he doesn't kitcha. So hold on, I'm doing justice to this. Let's go back and understand the question. He says, v'i kesavar lo kitcha. Right, look at Rashi. V'i kesavar kedushat bayit batle. In other words, he doesn't think that there's a kedusha. In other words, he knows that there isn't kedusha of harabayit. And then umibayi lei the maser. Right, and he asked his question on maser because he said that the land is holy. Can we bring the maser to Yerushalayim? But if he knows that there isn't a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael of Yerushalayim, then if he knows already, then why? We don't need bayit because there's no bayit. There's no maser shani, right? Mi mitachle b'Yerushalayim, right? But if Hashem created, there's no purpose of bringing it to Yerushalayim in the first place. So why did he only ask the question? It's if he had his question on the maser, can we bring it? There's no maser the bechor as well.
We had the question before whether it was already before the destruction and then the place was
no, so that's going to come now. So before. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Now we that's our question was on bechor. We think at the moment that the question is bechor in general and maser in general. And then we don't understand why we ask the question on Maaseh, everything is not Kedusha L'Shata Arabo. Because if there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim, then why are you having to bring it up? And the Gemara says, that's the case, you should ask the same question on Bechor. Why would you bring Bechor there? It wouldn't be a question in the first place to prove anything else. The Gemara says, no, what's going on over here? So Ravina says, firstly, if you want to know what he thought, is it Kitcha or Lo Kitcha? I'll tell you the answer. It's Ulam Kesavar Lo Kitcha. First, Rabbi Shmuel's an opinion that the Kedusha didn't last. There was only Kedusha. Mm-hmm. But what's really going on over here? What's happening? What is the actual question Rabbi Shmuel is dealing with? But Bechor Shenizrak Tamo Kodem Churban Abayit V'Chav Abayit, like you mentioned. Now he says, yeah. So what we're talking about a case over here where Mamash, right before the Churban, they're busy bringing a Bechor, and they've already done the Zrika of the dam. So in actual fact, you could now eat the meat, right? Because the Matanot were all done. Shenizrak Tamo Kodem Churban Abayit V'Chav Abayit V'Adayin B'Sarok Kayam, and the meat is there. And now the question is, can I eat the meat or not? And then says Rabbi Shmuel, "V'itkash besaru ledamo." We've got a hekesh of blood to meat. Ma damo b'mizbeach. Ha! If there wasn't mizbeach, if the mizbeach had been nechrav 10 minutes before you done the blood, could you do the blood? No. So too, you can't eat it any longer, even though the blood had been done. After besaru b'mizbeach, right? So that was with regards to the bechor. And here comes the Hekesh. Because what are we going to say now? What was his question? His question was, there's the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The Bechor, can we eat the Bechor? Now the whole question about Bechor is what? Only being able to eat it. So that is now a parallel to Maaseh Sheni. Because the Bechor, we're not talking about bringing a Bechor. Talk about you brought the Bechor, you've shechted the Bechor, you've done the Zrika of the Bechor, the meat is there, and now you've got Maaseh Sheni top parallel to Bechor, because the Bechor is also a Kodesh Kalim. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bechor is a Kodesh Kalim, and Maaseh Sheni is a Kodesh Kalim. So now we've got a parallel. We've got a piece of Maaseh Sheni and a piece of Kodesh of Bechor that are exactly the same. There's no longer a Harabayit. Can I eat the Bechor? That's what Rabbi Shmuel could learn a limud from Bechor to Maaseh Sheni. Not about the whole question of can you bring it up, or bring it up, etc. They're both in the eating stage. Right? That was the question. That was the proof. Remember, Abaye, it all started with Abaye telling us that Kodesh Kalim, the answer is that you don't eat Kodesh Kalim, isn't a Mizbayach. And we learned from Rabbi Yishmael from that Zaka. Okay. And that's the whole answer. So now the girl is a little bit confused. Because how did we learn this? We learned the Hekesh. We had a Hekesh. We said that the Basar of the Bechor was learnt from a Hekesh from the dam of the Bechor. And Maaseh Sheni was learnt as a Hekesh from the Basar of Bechor. So we've got a Hekesh to a Hekesh to a Hekesh. And we know, Ein Bechi Davar Halamed Behekesh, Chozer Umalamed Behekesh. Can you learn a Hekesh? You learn about the meat from the blood, and then you go and you teach Maaseh Sheni from the meat. We can't do that. Now remember this answer. Where the Gemara said this, we had this case before. Right, remember that? We had it already. Right, on Daf Mem Hey. Okay, we don't have to go back. You're all fine over here. We had this, the Gemara said like this. He says, no, you can do it. Why? Because Maaseh Dagan, which is Maaseh Sheni, is vegetation, right? Chulin hu. And we learned the other day that when can't you learn Hekesh to Hekesh in Kochim? But you can learn Hekesh to Hekesh in Chulin. So if we've got a Hekesh from the Chulin, Right? To kochim, it's okay. It's only kochim, you can't learn it. Right? So that's the Gemara's answer. Right? He says, no, Master, the Gemara says, wait a second. It's not so simple. Ha nichel amanda amar batela medas lina. That only works well according to the mind. That mind amar who said that chulin, if there's chulin in the picture, it's okay. That's only good if it's the lamed is chulin. Right? Not the milamed. Now, what's our milamed? We've got the milamed. We've got meat being learned from blood. And then meat teaching maaseh sheni. So the meat is the milamed. Right? The meat is not the lamed. The lamed is the ultimate lamed, is the maaseh sheni. But the milamed here is the meat. So it says that only works. If we say that the lamed is, if we go after the lamed, and therefore we'd be okay here. Why? Because the lamed is chulin, is maaseh sheni. But if, but if the guy says over here that your hekesh will only work if the melamed is chulin, here we've got a problem. Because your melamed here is not chulin. Your melamed here is kochim, is meat. Then Michael, how are you going to answer that? He says, oh, no, then I can answer it a different way. Now, there isn't really a hekesh to a hekesh here. Why? Because damu basar chadamil tihi. It's all the same thing, the blood, the masa, the chalav, that's all one big thing. Talking about the korban and the blood and the meat, it's all one story. And then we've got a din in blood and meat, and then a hekesh from blood and meat to maaseh sheni. Okay. So now, remember the story, Abaya was very proud, he solved the problem, we learned here, kochei kalim. Took a long time to look at it. Now the Gemara is like, Kisalik Rabin. When Rabin came to Eretz Yisrael, right? Then we've got Nachit and Salik, right? Nachit is when would come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, right? Would go down, Nachit. And Kisalik, Salik to go up, right? So Kisalik Rabin came to Eretz Yisrael. Amr Lashmaita, so he told this Sugya, Kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, Fred Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah hears the story now. He hears Abaya's great proof to the Kochei Kalim. And he says, Bavlaye Tipshaye. He says, the simple Bavlaye. Right? This is Abaya he's talking about, right? He says, Tipshaye. Amtul de Yatve Ba'aruch Hashucha. He says, since they sit in a dark land, Ba'aruch Hashucha, therefore, Amre Shemaita de Mechashcha. They say dark things. Okay, it's all basically because Babel's a dark place, and therefore they say dark things. He says, what? Lo shamir lehu hai. Didn't Abaya hear about this? There's a stereo here between two brightest. So Tanya, I'll go through quickly. Tanya b'shat siduk masot, when the Amisha were traveling in the desert, right? And they'd break down the Mizbech, and the Mishkan, and they'd pack it all up, right? Kodshim nifselin, any Kodesh, any Korbano, which had been lying around waiting, whatever the case was, as soon as they packed up the Mizbeach and they packed up the Mishkan, nifselin, gone. And Zavim u'metzoraim, right, anybody who was a Tameh from a Zav or a Metzora, mishtalchim chutz l'mechitza, they were sent away, right, they couldn't be in the camps. So that's what you see from here, right, Rashi actually says, I'm leaving out the Rashi's over here, he says, yeah, he says, Afapi Shenasa Ohel Moedhu. Il Alma Nifselin. He says, even though they were traveling, the oil moed was still called oil moed, but it was, and therefore the Korban were pasul, the Kama Labishum de Mifsle be Yotzehu, not because they were pasul because of Yotzeh, because they went out of the Mizbayach, don't think it went out of the Korban, the Ha Oil Moed Chashivle, it's still because of the Chosh Bashivle, right? But nonetheless, they were pasul because there wasn't any longer about a Mizbayach in their place, right?
The meat was already.
This is a case of, like, let's say you're done the shechita, whatever the case was, and there's meat ready to be eaten. Like, we had a case of the Nechrav. Yeah. And now they packed up the Beit HaMikdash because Korban was pasul. Because the Mizbeach wasn't standing. Not because it was Yotze. Rashi says, you might have thought, why was it pasul? Because if I went outside the Ohel. He said, no. It's still called Ohel Mohed, just because it's broken up, right? But we've got another brighter that says, Kochim Yisrael 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 Yis Right, and another part says that there are two places where you can eat kochim. Look at Rashi there. Chad bim koman b'machanot ha'amurot pahen k'sha mishkan bim komo. One, when the mishkan is there in the place of the mishkan. V'chad b'chol makom sheyesham derech halichatan mishenaso. And the other one says anywhere where you want when they're walking. Now, I've got a stereo here. Rashi says v'kashian hadadeh. The one brighter says that when you pack up the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, the meat's pasu. And the other brighter says, when we're walking, you can eat the meat nonetheless in another place. How can it be? Either it's pasu or it's not pasu. So Abaya says, what are we speaking about? Not Abaya. So this is Rabbi Yirmiyah says, my love, hai bekotche kochim, hai bekotche kalim. The first brighter which says pasu is kotche kochim, and the second brighter says kotche kalim, which means that Abaya is wrong. Abaya wanted to say that we've got a makor that even kotche kalim are nifsalin when there isn't a mizbeach. Here we've got proof that when the mizbeach is moving and packed up, the kotche kochim are nifsalin, but kotche kalim you can still eat. All right, let's end off over here.